Simon Tov Dalet. Hamalet Hutzlet from the Malami Asot Vokim Kagoyim. Shekovat Al Gabi Amudim Shekovoyim Asot. A person who was going out of the tchum and he's above 10 tfachim, either by going on pillars that were more than 10 tfachim tall, or flying in the air. In the olden days, the way he did it with his shame, today he had an airplane. These pillars have to be less than 4 tfachim, otherwise it's considered that you're on the ground. So, we are in doubt whether we pass him there's a concept of tchumim above 10 tfachim. So Shabu says that up to 12 mils is definitely the Rabbonim. When you hit 12 mils, then it's really a discussion maybe that the rice. Says the Rambo, we said before that according to the opinion that say that chutz the 12 mil is deraisa, then you'd have to be machmer of going chutz from above 10 fachim out of 12 mil. The Shabu brings that the Vilna Gaon seems to be leaning that we pass him that even more than 12 mil is to rabbar. Tezim achav v'hoil v'en ayam v'en horis is tchum deraisa libri hakom. Tchumim over lakes and rivers, and oceans, is not the raisa according to everybody. But it's not similar to the place where Klal Yisrael was in the midbar. Person was coming on a boat from the beginning of Shabbos and got to the port. If he was in the above 10 tfachim from the time that Shabbos started till he got into the area of the city, so he could go off the boat and he could take the opinion that swimming the Malam Masora over the body of water is only the Rabbanon, and therefore he's not considered Chus HaTchum. Yesh Lo Pali Amim Mokim Shepogel B'Mat HaMasor, and his 2,000 Amas start from the point that he reached less than 10 tfachim from the bottom of the water. According to this, somebody who was in a plane over the ocean on the onset of Shabbos, another problem of Chutz L'Tchum, because it was a Malam Yisar over ocean. Says the Rambam, V'imu Sofik, imu L'Malam Yisar, or Lo Yisim L'Kula. He's over a body of water, and he is in doubt whether he was above 10 Tfachim or not, since the whole issue is the issue of the Rabbanon, can be Mekel, and assume that he was above 10 Tfachim. V'im Kfar Yotza, Apayim, Imokim Shepogel, Matam Yisar. He was at one point in time less than 10 Tfachim, so now we start counting his tchum. And now he left 2,000 of that. The ein lo rak arba amas. In that situation, he could only go within 4 amas. The mokum himself loses min asvina mikach shom shiyodam alov ocham shesrachas alov ovish etoch and kol. He has an extenuating circumstances that had to leave the boat because it was pouring, it was very sunny, which was dangerous for him, or he had to go to the bathroom. So mikach zeh bekonis leher, and he was forced machmas oynis to go into the city. Since he came in, then once he's in the city, he gets the whole city.